Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Once again, I'm sitting in front of a microphone to reflect on guidelines for giving things. But you know, reflecting on past commentaries, I confess that in bygone years, I think I have too often dwelt on the sin of ingratitude. I've pointed out how much we take for granted, and how seldom we're really thankful for what we have or for what God has done. But genuine thanksgiving is far more than just the absence of ingratitude. It's an attitude of your heart, and that eventually translates into a lifestyle. It is true our generation is focused on what we want, thinking that to have more is always better. And regardless of how much we have accumulated or how much we really have, we're not completely satisfied as long as somebody else has more. Perhaps the fallacy lies in our thinking that associates happiness with what we have. While millions who have far less have learned the lesson of being joyful, recognizing the source of their happiness is within, not in the accumulation of more things. Vast numbers of people the world over seem to be overwhelmed by life right now. Pessimism is in, optimism is out. The hope for a better tomorrow has been challenged by the grim realities of life today. Yes, it's the economy. The reality that you will never fill your tank with gasoline at the same price you did this time last year, or possibly even last month. And the reality that if there is life on other planets, they may be using Earth for their insane asylum. Now the issue is that you are either overwhelmed by the negative aspects of life today, or you learn to focus on the reality that there is far more to life than simply earning a living. And by God's grace, you set your sights on the reality of heaven and the realization that for God's children, life as we know it now is the worst we will ever have it. Personal question. Have you ever gotten to the place in life where you have learned to live above the circumstances? Living above the circumstances is not a concession to defeat or enjoying nothing in life. Rather, it's an understanding that God is the strength of your life, and His joy fills your life with purpose and meaning no matter what happens in the world. In the Old King James text of Psalm 107, there is a refrain that runs throughout the chapter. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. Frankly, some of the people in the world whom I have met who seem to be the happiest are the ones who seemingly have the least when it comes to material possessions. And inversely, some of the ones who have the most seem to be the unhappiest. I freely admit there are exceptions to this observation, yet, and it's important that you grasp this, regardless of what people have or do not have, the ones who are at peace with themselves and their lot in life are the ones who have a relationship with God, whose parameters are gratitude and thanksgiving. Within those boundaries, they have an understanding that God is a good God, and He's the real source of our hope and strength. Gratitude and thanksgiving are self-generating attitudes which create an outflowing of well-being and praise to the Almighty. Question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your sense of gratitude to God, to your family, and to others? Paul put it like this. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. May God help us to learn to sow the seed of gratitude that we may reap the fruit of joyfulness and well-being.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.